The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. If you know who our ancestors were, and if you are familiar with the history of our ancestors, then you know they were slaves in their own nation. Many times they were held captive to other nations in their own land. You can read much of the history of ancient Israel, our forefathers, in the book of Judges. That's a book in the Old Testament of the Bible. The book of Judges covers a period of about 370 years. The reason they became slaves to other nations is because they would turn from God and began serving idols like the nations around them. When they served the true God, they always had peace and lived in prosperity. Now, the nation of Israel never did live and serve God perfectly, that is, all of them at the same time, but their attitude was basically right in putting God first in their life, at least a lot of the time, and when they turned to God, God always turned to them and was with them. He delivered them from the hand of their enemies many times, as you can read of in the book of Judges. But you may ask, what does the history of ancient Israel have to do with us, the United States, today? I wish everyone in America understood the link between America and ancient Israel. If we did, then maybe we would take a lesson from history and realize the main cause of our plight today. Just maybe we would turn to our God and be healed. I doubt if everyone in Israel, even at the time, God would intervene on behalf of the nation, or even on the behalf of one tribe of the nation, when in captivity to any nation around them, served God with the whole heart, that is, the whole nation or that whole tribe. But if enough of them did, God always delivered them. Yes, when God saw an attitude in them that pleased Him, an attitude of turning to Him in sincerity and truth, God always turned to them and delivered them. God is still the same today. He hasn't changed. He can't change. He is holy and righteous and perfect. I want you to notice a promise that God made to Israel, and it is for America today, in 2 Chronicles 7, beginning in verse 12. That's 2 Chronicles 7, beginning in verse 12. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. Now, I want you to notice, my friend, that God has the power, and God says He does these things that we're just about to read of here. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, and God taking credit that He does do these things if a nation turns from Him. Verse 14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Yes, God would heal our land today if this nation as a whole would quit turning from Him, and especially our leaders, and would begin turning to our God and encourage the whole nation to. Then God would turn His face to us and deliver us from all our evils and calamities we are in. God has stated in His Word, when your ways please the Lord, He will even make our enemies be at peace with us. That would mean an individual or a nation. Notice this in the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 7. It says this, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. We would love peace, and what a blessing it would be if we could have peace even in the family. It would be a blessing if God would cause other nations which hate us and are out to do us in be at peace with us. And that would happen if our ways pleased God. This is something that our nation and you individually should think about, and that is, have we become slaves to our own ways? Are we becoming slaves or servants to our lenders? Is America selling out? You should think about these things, my friend. In Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 7, it says this, the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. My friends, the way that we have been and still are borrowing from other nations, becoming more indebted to them, isn't aiding us in being a free nation. Do you feel as free as you did 10, 15, 30, 50 years ago? Well, the answer is no. I don't, and I am sure you feel the same way. The middle class in America are becoming more between poor and middle class. Their standard of living is dropping. It is so true the rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant, or could we say slaves, to the lender. What will happen when we can't pay at least the interest to our lenders? They won't like that. They won't roll over and play dead. Are we on our way of becoming slaves in our own country to our lenders? Will they become the head and America the tail? I want you to notice a prophecy in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. This did happen to our forefathers, ancient Israel, time after time, as I have mentioned that we can read of in the book of Judges, until they were finally deported as slaves of the Assyrian Empire, 732 through 718 B.C. We don't seem to learn from history, but history does repeat itself. Notice this in Deuteronomy chapter 28, beginning in verse 43. This is a dual prophecy. I want you to understand that as well. It is in process right now. It did happen, and it is beginning to happen now to end time America, end time tribe, one tribe of Israel. Verse 43 of Deuteronomy chapter 28. The alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. Verse 44, he shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Right opposite of what God said that we would be. Said we would be the lenders and not the borrowers if we obeyed him. And we were for many years, my friends. This did happen to ancient Israel, and it is beginning to happen to end time Israel. You are seeing prophecy fulfilled. When ancient Israel forsook the true God, they had many problems. When they had a leader that served God, the nation prospered, because the whole nation would turn to the true God, that is, the whole nation as a whole. There is ample proof throughout the Bible of things going well for nations that put God and His Word front and center to live by. God delivered Israel time after time out of their troubles. He is still the same today. He would like nothing better than to see America turn to Him so He could deliver us. We have much to be delivered from. What will happen when those that will work gets fed up with supporting those that won't work? Will there come a time when America, those Americans that believe in moving in the right direction, get fed up with all the corruption in government? And when America gets tired of their freedoms being taken away, and the middle class get fed up with their standard of living dropping to poverty levels, and those working under a lot of pressure on them to produce more with less people to produce, and when taxpayers get tired of increasing taxes, will there be a tax rebellion in America in the not-too-distant future? We are a nation with many severe wounds. I ask again, are we beginning to feel as though we are slaves in our own nation? And are we slaves in our own nation? Do you have any fears? Free people usually don't have fears. Are we going the way of our ancestors? Notice this in the book of Judges, and I hope that we will listen and learn from the history of Israel, because we are part of the modern nation of Israel. In Judges chapter 2 and verse 7, so the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord which he had done for Israel. Verse 10, when all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation rose after them, who did not know the Lord, nor the work which he had done for Israel. Why does mankind go downhill, float downstream? Well, because that is the easy way. It happened to ancient Israel after Joshua, and perhaps a generation right under him died off, that they began traveling the downhill path. Makes you think of what has happened to America as new generations have come on the scene to govern America. We have floated downstream so far that even we of the second and third generation to go hardly recognize that we are living in America today in 2013. We, like our ancestors, have turned to idolatry. We have rejected our God. My friends, listen to this statement. We, like our ancestors, have turned to idolatry. We have rejected our God. In Judges 2, verse 11, then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals. Yes, any and everything except the true God is what serving the Baals mean. Pagan God, idolatry. Does this sound like our nation? Are we doing anything that's evil in the sight of God? Is murdering our babies in their mother's womb evil in the sight of God? Is same-sex marriage evil in the sight of God? How about corruption in government, in business, in religion, and religious organizations? Is that evil in the sight of God? All the crime, the murder, the divorce, which God says he hates, live-in, welfare, kids not knowing whom their father is, the lust for the dollar, idolatry, high taxes. You can name many more evils, as though all I've mentioned isn't enough. And there are many more, because you don't have time to name them all on a program. In verse 11 of Judges 2, it continues. God says, they serve the Baals, which means all the pagan gods of other nations. You might say, any and everything except the true God. Have you ever asked yourself, are we an idolatrous nation? What do you think? Judges 2, verse 12 continues, and they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt, and they followed other gods from among the gods of the people who were all around them, and they bowed down to them, and they provoked the Lord to anger. We have forsaken the true God also, and we are provoking God to anger. Yes, God's wrath is being stirred up toward America, and it will wax hotter, my friend, unless we change our course. In verse 13, they forsook the Lord and served Baal and the Asheroths. That means the pagan goddess. Yes, Asheroths means pagan goddess, which were many just like the Baals, anything but the true God. Will you learn from the history of our ancestors? Will our nation? I see my time is up. We've got to break off here. Do please continue to listen to the Way It Ought to Be program, because you need to hear what God has to say to America and to the world. We have a couple of booklets that you should read. North America Listen and Why Christ Must Return. You need those booklets, my friend. And I can tell you, my friend, if Christ doesn't return and return at the right split second, there will be no flesh left alive. The Bible tells us that. All you need to do to receive these booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you can order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to continue to listen to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and several others that you can pick up in your area. Have a good day, my friend, and may God help you turn to Him.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.